September 5, 1906, 62-year-old physicist Ludwig Boltzmann slipped the noose around his neck and hanged himself. Boltzmann had done more than anyone to predict the behavior of gases by describing their moving molecules. In the course of his work, he'd struggled incessantly to read the cryptic message about time that is carried in the second law of thermodynamics. But Boltzmann lived at poor peace with himself, and in the end he despaired of being understood. He probably committed the irreversible act of suicide just because scientists were attacking his ideas about irreversibility. The word irreversibility needs some explaining. You see, when molecules collide, they bounce off one another's force fields with no friction, no energy loss. If time ran backward, the collision would reverse itself perfectly. But that sets up an absurdity. Suppose you open an air tank and air molecules begin rushing out. Then suppose the motion of each molecule could somehow be magically reversed. Wouldn't history itself run in reverse? Wouldn't the molecules rush back into the tank? That's as silly as it is logical. Time seems to be directionless on the molecular level where motion is perfectly reversible. But nothing is so perfect in our larger scale of sensory awareness. Here in the visible world, the past cannot be undone. Time's arrow flies from past to future. Air never flows back into the tank. Boltzmann turned superb mathematics on that seeming contradiction. He showed how rules of averaging refuse to let such a reversal occur. In any large collection of molecules, disorder continues increasing after you reverse the motions. Almost immediately, the gas would once more begin flowing out. The trouble is, his math didn't say why reversed molecular motions wouldn't reverse history. Classical physicists who hadn't accepted his molecular mechanisms attacked Boltzmann. Soon after he died, quantum mechanics took shape, and then Heisenberg's uncertainty principle said that it isn't possible to specify reversed motions accurately. In a quantum universe, Boltzmann's math still makes perfect sense, and the idea that you can reverse time continues to be nonsensical. Boltzmann was brilliant, but he had a history of depression and mental illness. Now he couldn't answer his critics, yet he knew he was right. He said, "Theory fills my thought and action. No sacrifice for it is too much for me. It is the content of my whole life." Boltzmann's theory was, as we say, the hill he chose to die upon. He despaired its lack of acceptance, and he committed his terrible, irreversible suicide, just as Einstein and the new breed of physicists were taking him very seriously. Had he waited just a little longer, he would have seen his genius triumph. His belief faltered, but he'd put irreversible change in motion. Time's arrow was in full flight, and his ideas continued moving outward until, by now, they've touched all of 20th century physics.